So for the fourth year running.
No.
Three at least.
Three at least, yeah, three.
We played Battle Block Theater by the Behemoth.
The Behemoth, makers of Alien Hominid and Castle Crashers.
Castle Crashers, which is still the best-selling game ever on XBLA.
Is it?
I think so.
Okay, well, that
it's good, up there. It's up there. At top three.
It's a pretty good game.
So, nobody... For the first 2 years that they were developing this game, they refused to I think they probably still refused to actually describe the game to people.
Yeah.
And that led to a lot of confusion.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, like, for months and months and months, nobody knew anything. And then Joystick put out a video, and he kind of went, okay, well, it looks like visually it looks like a game they would make.
Yeah. It still has kind of, like, the scraggly, pencil-drawn, cartoony things.
Plays like a 2D platformer.
It does.
And there are blocks and people.
Yeah.
With weird heads.
Mm-hmm. You can choose the heads.
You can choose some weird heads.
Yeah, yeah, I know, yeah. So there,
Mark's head could only be summed up.
Yeah, so there's just like, all the time I was just going, ha, ha, ha.
Mine was just,
yeah. So whatever you think of that is basically what, yeah.
I mean, can never fault them for style.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
So even playing the game the past couple of years, just never really got a feel for like why one would care about playing this
game.
Yeah,
so let me give a little context about my experience with Battle Block Theater. I first played it in 2009 at Comic-Con. San Diego Comic-Con, and then I don't think it was at. Was it at PAX that year?
It was.
I don't really remember.
It was.
But the thing is, the next year, PAX 2010, I felt like it was exactly the same game that I had played a year before.
And for context, multiplayer arena.
Yeah, it was a competitive, cooperative multiplayer thing. It was like teams, and there were like objectives and things like that. And for a while, they didn't give us any. Anything else to believe that it would be
in the game?
No, something other than that.
Yeah,
I honestly
it seemed like that would be it. It's
yeah,
just like
I honestly
this multiplayer, different mode. Like it would be a cool multiplayer game. Like lots of different modes, like King of the Hill, and like all these weird, wacky things they invented for this multiplayer thing. But it just never seemed all that interesting. Like, I don't
know. That can only take it so far, and it's just like, I don't really play a lot of multiplayer games in general anyways, so.
And then 2011.
Yeah, in 2011, it's basically, there is, I guess, a story to it. I can't really tell you what that story is.
There's definitely narrative, there's cutscenes, there's a prologue.
Mm-hmm.
And there's single player and co-op campaign. There are actual levels with goals.
Yeah, and basically just to get to the end, and you get graded.
And even in the single player and the co-op, which I don't know if the levels are different, but like even in that the campaign mode. Just a menagerie of different gameplay things and styles and conceits.
Different types of blocks that do different types of things.
Puzzle elements, action elements.
Mm-hmm. Heavy emphasis on different like co-op things as well. Like you can throw the other player and you can.
Oh, that's true. They must be different, huh? There were some.
Yeah. So
things
I'm
players.
I'm interested to see how that works. Do you get an AI partner? Do you just get? You go by yourself and do that.
There are wings.
I saw that
you
there
can
are
climb
like,
walls.
There are like fan, like a fan backpack fan thing.
Fans like
do that.
Laser blocks.
Yeah, it's a hodgepodge of a whole bunch of different crazy stuff, and it was fun. I had fun playing the game.
Yeah, for the first time it feels like a game.
Yeah,
for the first time it feels like something that would ship.
Yeah, rather than just, like, kind of like a tech demo type of thing with, like, look at our block mechanics or something like that.
Do they have a release date, do you know? I don't
know.
No. Think they do.
That game...
Are we going to play it next year at PAX?
Maybe. I wouldn't be surprised.
PAX 2012 coverage, you heard it.